State lawmakers approved measures allowing children of undocumented immigrants to pay in-state tuition, and they also paved the way for non-citizens to practice law in Florida. And now Cardenas, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, says that sends a strong message.
A message to Washington that even with a conservative legislature in the state of Florida, there's bipartisan support for measures such as this.
That's why he, along with Ed Moore with the Florida Center-Right Coalition, wants support for what they call meaningful immigration reform, authored by Republican Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. Moore says if that doesn't happen, people who come to the U.S. to study will continue to go elsewhere for jobs.
They go to Brazil, they go to France, they go to other countries where they end up competing in industry against the United States. It's just bad, bad public policy.
Both made their comments on a Thursday conference call just days after President Barack Obama made comments that there's only a small window to get immigration reform passed in the GOP-controlled House this year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.